This?
A knife for a gavel.
Okay, so we're at the Water and Sewer District Joint Discussion, so Rick?
I just had a couple items and then any that you have, and this was part of trying to getting the communication open more and getting together. First of all, I think that the last meeting over there actually ended up, you know, very good, and I think it kind of got us moving down the right track. And I appreciate all you guys for helping make that happen. I think one of the things that that we need to do, and I sent you an email about, so if the council is okay with it, and I talked to Jeremy today, he said, could you get your pulse on, we're not voting here, but if you're okay with, we met last week on this, the idea of letting employees know kind of that there's a place for them. And, you know, you're down to this 5 months, and if you're an employee that maybe is going to, you know, don't know where your future is, that's pretty darn important. And I think that's true for any of us. That's a big deal. So it's a little bit because of the negotiation with the unions, but when we talked about it, you know, the fact is whether or not there is even going to be a union, we have no contractual relationship at this point. So it's okay for us to kind of start talking about some things and kind of firming up the fact so those folks know that come July 1, those folks have a job. They know they're going to be able to come to work. And we can come up with a document that I can sign that would kind of say this is the plan. And I'm assuming you guys would like to see that for your help.
I think that, you know, first of all, you're right. We just felt like there was a little communication. I think that's no fault of anybody, but all of ourselves collectively. It's something we have to initiate and have to take care of. And so that's why we're here tonight, is to make sure that continues in that process. And I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think there's some sentiment here. You know, we want to make sure our employees know that what their future holds, and that we can tell them that this is what you can count on. And what we don't want is you say, oh, well, this person's gone, this person's here. What we want to say is, can for the most part they expect? We know that you guys have to make your plans and do what you have to do. We can't control your needs and your wants, and for the transition, we can only control our aspects of it. And so what we want to make sure is, you know, can we tell them, you know, your positions are here, you know, this is what they have, you know, and if something's changed for you guys and something's different, then we can relay that to them too. You know, if a position isn't available, then, you know, and you know, you guys have to take state law and all this other matter into place, and you guys are doing that, then we can tell them whatever is necessary. Also, I think we would want to collectively know as a board, you know, are we still on schedule? You know, where are we at? What needs to be done? Just so we know, because, you know, if for some reason the transfer doesn't happen by July 1st, there's some budget issues we need to take care of. There's some policies we're still continuing to adjust. But, you know, if it's imminent, some of those things may or may not take place, because we may leave that up to the city of Lapine to take care of and not do it ourselves, because why duplicate the work if it's going to be different for you guys? And so I think those are the matters at hand for us, is you know what do we need to do, and what can we take care of now, and what can wait? And then, you know, budgetary wise, do we need to produce a budget? Our budget would be much different than the city of Lapine's budget, certainly. You know, and but we just want to make sure that as we proceed, that we're taking care of business earned and not dropping the ball on something important. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. It's just making sure the transfer goes smoothly is the
we go down through some of the list of the items you raised, several in there. First, I guess if I'd like to hear from the council if you're okay with this kind of getting something to the districts on the kind of the employee side of things.
I support it totally. I think it's the right thing to do. I think both organizations have a responsibility to the employees. We're just as adamant about supporting them and bringing them on board in the most proper way, and Brian actually really defined it well, in that there will always be a little bit of something in there. But I believe that the city, just as the city manager stated, can we can come up with a document that will really outline what they can expect, and it'll support them in knowing what's going to happen. I think it's a responsibility we have.
Is there a consensus on that?
Dan?
Yes.
Stu?
Agreed. Well, I've told you that from the beginning. So my position hasn't changed.
Okay. Don?
I agree.
Okay.
Definitely. If I was in their position, I'd want to know what's going to happen to me. I think we should treat those people just like we would want to be treated.
So I think we have a consensus here to let this city manager move forward in putting this document together. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is, and I mean, what it'll kind of lay out, we, in a nutshell, the management functions of kind of the office will be assumed by city staff. We don't want to duplicate things. That saves taxpayer and ratepayer money. So, you know, obviously we have a finance director, and they will handle that side of things, kind of the financial side of stuff, payroll, and all of those duties. The city manager will, you know, be the manager of the city, and that will include the sewer and water, which would become public works. But the other positions, we don't have staff. So you know, we assume that we will need a billing clerk, and we're going to need the three folks out at the sewer plant.
Cool.
And that's really what the document will lay out. It probably won't put names, because we don't know. One of them may quit tomorrow.
Yeah, and I don't think we're expecting that. I think we're just expecting to know what positions. If they're in that position, they can know they've got an opportunity. And if they're in a position where maybe there isn't an opportunity, then they can know what to do for their own future.
That's correct. So that's kind of what, and we'll try to get that out in the next couple of weeks. Maybe I'll bring it to your board. How long do you have a board meeting? That might be too far. We'll do it before our board meeting.
And if we have to have a special meeting, I think all of us are willing to meet and take care of that. It's important business, and if it's important for us to meet,
basically, I can just provide it to you, and you can articulate it out. So, you know, we're excited. I think that's something that, you know, now we definitely need to do, and so that'll help. The budget, I mean, that's a good question. What I plan on doing is taking your budget from last year and incorporating it in. Then what will have to happen is next year, in April, we'll have to do a supplemental budget. There's no way to guess ahead all of these things, because, you know, the city, again, we're absorbing things that you don't know all of the nuances of, and the fact that we're going to take over the management side, there'll be one less employee. How does that percolate down through the system? So the idea is we'll just take last year's budget, because I don't see where you're going to spend the next 3 months putting a budget together if, in fact, you don't have to, and that's what you're going to have to talk to your folks about, how to do that.
And we will have to talk to the people we have along with the federal government. There may be something that forces us to do it. If we're forced to do it, then we'll do it, you know. But obviously, you know, we want to make sure that there is, if we need something in place, it is in place.
Right.
So I think that's something we'll have to discuss, you know.
As a placeholder, you have.
Yeah, we may have to produce one anyway, but maybe that would be some good communication between you and the staff on that level, on what, because those categories, you know, can be put in certain places, and maybe there's something we know that would make it better, so the supplement wouldn't be as hard to draft.
Yeah.
Because if you can stay within the boundaries of a budget, it's always better than doing a supplement, you know.
Yeah, we'll probably have to do a supplement budget. I don't see any way around it. So we will start. What I'm going to do is I'll start working on it and get your numbers. If you guys think I'll work well with whoever's down there, I guess. But we'll work on if there's a number needs to be changed. As far as another thing, if you guys could help us with, is get the message to the guys doing the rate schedule. That's the RCAC.
Yeah.
That's doing the rate schedule. I have not talked to him, but when he's kind of going to go over operating costs and things, I think it would help, since the fact that we're going to change that model a little with management at the city, that changes operating costs. And so if you guys could articulate that, I guess he wasn't sure how much he was supposed to communicate to us based on some of the things that, you know, he just, like you say, if we're going to merge it, I mean, there's no point in him doing a rate study that he's going to come out in March or April that tells you, based on how you're operating, you wouldn't even have a hearing done to change, to maybe make a rate adjustment, when yet how our financial model is different. So it's outdated the day it's done. And I tried to talk to him about delaying that and look at the merged model. Well, that's the real, why spend $12,000 on a study that literally is outdated the second it's done? I didn't get much traction on that with the folks I've talked to, so I would say, you guys signed the contract, he's working for you, and only you guys could kind of tell him, hey.
Well, maybe we could do something to work on that. I personally was against the rate study from the very beginning, not because I don't think it's needed, because for that exact reason you're talking about, that the minute the city merges, it's not really applicable because it's a whole different ballgame. But, you know, other people thought it was important, and so it was proceeded with, you know, and so maybe there is something we can do, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, they're a non-profit of the federal government, and, you know, I think that you should be able to officially tell them, hey, we want this to look after the merger, you know, and slow down if they have to, and the product can come out in August or September. Yeah. It doesn't have to come out in March or April.
We'll talk about it and we'll see what, I don't know where they are in the process, and I haven't talked to that gentleman, and Wayne probably has more, I'm sure, more communication than I've had, so maybe I can talk to Wayne and find out where they're at. Maybe there's something we can, maybe even there's a way we can maybe
put on hold for a couple months.
Hold, or maybe even take some more information into account and maybe produce maybe something like, you know, a couple scenarios maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe that's possible. I mean, like you say, they get $12,000, I'm sure that they're able to do multiple things with it. So maybe there's something we can do.
One of the things we need is, I think, we need a legal opinion from your legal counsel on this, and it's a USDA requirement. We have submitted lots of documents, and they're working through all of that, and Pam Swires had a couple questions. We responded to some today. We are like 3/4 of the way through our, it's a legal opinion from the city, and you have to have one from the districts. And I guess we need you guys to make sure that your legal counsel is, you know, moving forward on that. And I think, you know, based on some of the comments at the last meeting, you know, at the beginning of that discussion, and, you know, I'm not sure if Christy may be thinking that things are going to be delayed a year, you know, and so that what messages are getting out. And I think that the biggest message I need you to do, you talked about the timing, is that we need your legal counsel to hear from you guys maybe that, yes, you know, you said it well at the meeting, this thing, you know, we're going to get this done, you know, on schedule, on time, as planned, and, you know, have to maybe move things along and crank up a little. So maybe a reaffirmation of your guys' commitment to move it along would be good.
Would you make sure that gets on our meeting for next time?
But that's a month from now, so we need to get it. I mean,
no,
I will. I'll get a hold of Christy.
20,
and maybe just tell her we're going to meet up on it.
But we could do that. But
we need to know what's going on.
Sure.
So we can do something for that. But I mean, I think we need to.
This isn't something that requires a vote. It's just that, I mean, she was already been instructed. We have an IGA that says you're doing it, and we have the other documents. But I think again, it's just verbally. She may be, reading between the lines.
Is there something that she needs to do?
Yeah, she needs to. She needs to do a legal opinion. It's a requirement of the USDA.
Would you make sure Wayne's aware of that, and that we come to some conclusion about instructing Christy to take care of that?
And I'll send an email to our counsel, and then he'll also get to Christy.
Yeah, I think they're close even.
Yeah, they talk.
They talk quite a bit.
And I guess that's all that you know. In the meantime, we'll just keep working. I mean, the day it transfers, there'll be some bugs, but it's just, you know, we use the same you can use the same software system that, you know, it doesn't have to be ready that day. It's like any of these mergers, and it just, people, Ashley may still be working over there on the first day, you know, so it's...
I do have one, I guess one question I'd like to answer, you know, when will you know officially from the federal government, you know, that, you know, because obviously the loan part's got to be addressed, and then all the transfer papers, do they have a date, or do you have a date?
She, no, because they're working on it. She said that, she told me before we got into it the first year, that she could probably do most of hers in a month or so. So, but not everything's in.
Yeah, well, that's something I just wondered, because I assume all that stuff has to be in place for it to transfer on July 1st. And then what happens if it's not in place? Does that prolong it? And if so, how long, I guess? But that may be stuff you might have to contact somebody about. I mean, I think we just want to be prepared for the what if. You know, what if it all doesn't get in? Because we're relying heavily on the federal government to make sure this is all in place. And as we know, it's a bit long and slow. And so if it wasn't what we expected, then what is the moves that the district needs to make, what are the moves that the city needs to make, and then what would be the time period for the culmination of the desired outcome?
Well, I think a couple things on that. One is, The USDA loan's a big issue, but I think it gets a little overplayed. First of all, sewer doesn't have one anymore,
yeah.
So sewer could come tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ways to do it. You can do if it hasn't, the USDA hasn't done something, we could have an IGA that would just simply, you would contract, the city would just manage it and run it just like anybody can contract out. I think what you need to do is say on July 1, the city's taking over the management of it. Otherwise, this becomes all over the place and nobody can plan.
Exactly.
And so I think you have to just say, and if the USDA is still a month out, we just do an IGA, and there's ways to do it. And I used an example before, and I talked to Jim Deagle, who's the CEO of Cascade Healthcare, which is St. Charles, CODH, Pioneer Memorial, and Mountain View Hospital. You know, he's got 3,000 employees. I talked to him the other day about it. When Central Oregon District Hospital, which is a public entity, a special district, merged into St. Charles, they actually kept the district going for a year or two after that. They met once a year. They still had board members because they wanted to make sure all the bugs got worked out and everything was going. They didn't. When St. Charles took over the Redmond Hospital, the districts did not quit the next day. And he said this is not, so he said you do it with a contract. So the Central Oregon District Hospital Board of Directors contracted St. Charles Medical Center to operate the Central Oregon District Hospital. And they still had title, the district owned the buildings, they owned all the assets, and they just, for a dollar, let St. Charles run it. So there's methods, and they're even in the region that do this. So I think you have to say, July 1, the merger will happen, and these other pieces, we want to get them in ahead of time, but I think you kind of got to just figure, we'll figure it out if in fact it's not. Or else the employees are still out there in limbo and everybody's out. And, you know, there's no reason. We got 5 months. The feds know. I'm going to see the director of the USDA for the state of Oregon on Friday, I think. You know, I'll talk to her again. And I think I'll see Pam too. So, we'll, who knows?
And like I said, I don't. You know, I haven't dealt with them, so I don't. It's been a long time since I did have to deal with them on a regular basis, and you know, I just, you know, maybe they can give you some more insight. I just recall when we were trying to do the first initial loan and Kitty can test this. It was like pushing on a 10-ton truck.
But this loan's already been made, and the pipes are in the ground. And this is just simply transferring the same customers, same income stream. It's not like a new loan. Like I say, well, I think we'll be fine as long as we get kind of moving. So I think make sure Christy's moving forward, and I don't know that she's not, but we just need to make sure that everything's.
I also think that it affords the opportunity for the employees and the people associated, city and the districts, but it also, if we've got this tone out there that this is going to happen on 1 July. This, you know, in whatever form it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You also send a message out to the community, and talking about the community, you know, you have Liggy, you have people that that are going to bring business into town, and we start talking about this one shop, one-stop shopping, I think it puts a message out there that this is going to move forward, and there's not a lot of guesswork that, well, maybe it will. Where, you know, so I think it's a clear message that this is going to happen. I think that's important for everybody, more especially, of course, for us, in our case, the employees and the relationship.
That's all I have. If you guys have any other...
Well, I think we just want to know where we're sitting and what things we would need to be, we would need to do, and you know what steps we have to take to maintain the continuity.
I would ask the question, do we think this? I think this is a marvelous opportunity and a way to go about this. You know, we have a work session at the end of every month on the fourth Thursday or Wednesday, and I think it's a great opportunity for us to get together and just talk about this. I mean, each one of you may come up with a question. It doesn't have to be a long night, but I think it's a great way for both boards to to talk across. Straight talk.
Do you guys want to? We have five months left. Would you like to maybe consider having that every work session?
I think we should consider having one next month for sure, and see where we're at, and then reevaluate it at that time and make another decision whether it's a good idea to have another one. And maybe at that point, maybe we decide we want to, go 6 weeks, or maybe there's something.
Sure.
Maybe we know we don't have that much until 2 months or something. Maybe because at that time we may have more information.
Sure.
Because like I said, sometimes you know what's out there, but you got a date.
No, well, actually, next work session in February, we will be doing the withdrawal hearing, so we want you here anyway.
Yeah. So
our goal is we will be doing the withdrawal hearing that's required under ORS 222, and we will be doing that for sewer and water, and. You know, probably there won't be a lot of people there. I mean, it's just kind of one of those technical things. But, you know, it'd be good to have you there anyway. So maybe what we could do is we have to have a public hearing, then we have a joint meeting after, kind of like we're doing here.
Okay.
That sounds fine.
Exactly. Terry?
Would you make sure you get those day sessions?
It'd be the fourth Wednesday of
30th?
Well, there is no 30th.
Yeah, there is.
29. That's not the
29th.
That's the
5th
one.
22nd.
So, I mean, the 22nd. That's what Jeremy and I are shooting for that hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments around for the districts and
questions that the city council people would have about for the water or sewer? Anything that you guys need some information on, or does anything bother you?
I will say that in reiterate what Stu said, it was I think this is a marvelous sign that the districts, the city was able to call on the districts to help with this heavy water that we had, and it worked perfectly. You can't ask for more of you know, I mean, Scott was there with the crew, with the equipment, and had it have been worse, it would have been better. But, I mean, with all the equipment and what could have gotten done with what you brought along. So I think it's a great relationship, partnership, and the winter's not over.
I'd like to make a statement to you. You know, I work a lot over at the senior center. And we've had some problems with grease in the lines. And I want you to know that I've called the sewer department twice. And both times, they were there within 2 hours. And the first time it required quite a bit of work. They didn't have their pumper with them when they came out. But they were back within 4 hours. Not only that, they took the time to take me out, show me what it was, and explain what was causing it. And you know, I really appreciated it because the two gentlemen that came out were gentlemen. They were really gentlemen. They took the time to explain it, They did the work very efficiently, and I think they're just two great people at work that you have working for you, my personal opinion.
Next we were going to work on it, and you guys, because you guys can save it, it's the Public Works Committee. Part of the plan was, to all of us here, we're going to form a Public Works Committee, which we've done, and we've had it on the books. We were kind of waiting for this for long. And then they would work on basically any of the utilities, sewer roads and stuff. Today, what you guys are describing was really more of a roads thing, you know, pump, taking care of some water. But we'll be able to share equipment and do stuff, so it's really a great thing. We want a 7-person committee that will, they'll decide, you know, if we're going to go repave a street or if we want to go do a project on in the Cable subdivision, and Doug Ward, you know, wants to argue over what street we're going to do first. That's you know, you're going to call his wife and ask him.
Good thing you're leaving.
And Doug, in fact, is on our planning commission. They've already appointed him as their representative. We've got 4 or 5 people here tonight that want to serve on it. We put in our original plan that we would have a couple folks from one of your two boards. And so if you want to sit here tonight and talk about interest, we're going to try to pick those folks so that we can start talking. And that's where we'll take some things in this merger stuff, maybe even there. But it's kind of getting this going with Public Works and so on. That's the group that will handle these issues in the future. That's where you would come into the podium and make presentations and complain about your snow plowing, or you want snow plowing plus, or whatever you want. So, and they'll make recommendations to the council. And so that's kind of the plan. So we do have some folks here. I see them sitting back here. They've been here for an hour and a half, some of them. And so we probably should. We won't pick on those tonight. We just want to, it's a chance to meet you, talk about your interest in it, and we probably have more applicants. Not everyone's going to get selected. This is a little unusual, depending on if there's some folks from sewer and water that also want to do it. And I know that there's one or two that express some interest. And also, of course, we have a city council opening, and so folks can apply for that too. But you don't get a vote.
Could we just ask at this point in time? We did reserve a slot for sewer and one for water, and there's 4 of you here. Do you want to make a comment about joining the Public Works Committee at this point? I mean, or is it of interest to sewer and water to be involved with the Public Works? I can't believe it's not for you, because it's going to be the decision makers.
When are you going to try to complete this process?
We want to appoint them in our February meeting. And
when's your February meeting?
It'd be the 2nd.
8th.
Ashley.
What's our next meeting?
Your next meeting?
You're going to come to work for us.
Our next meeting.
It's the 2nd.
It's the 8th. The 8th of February.
28th.
If they have interest, maybe we'll talk to. I'll talk to Wayne. I don't need that here tonight because he's feeling a little in the way. But
I need to know when they meet and how often.
Yeah. We'd be once a month, and probably on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night. 5:30, 6, something like that. They should be an hour and a half long. That type of thing, so that you kind of work out those. But I would say, it's not going to be a Monday or a Friday, no doubt, and could be a Thursday, And I think the group can kind of figure that.
Yeah. And really, it's just your board's nominating somebody. Just.
Well, they don't actually need to nominate the boards.
No.
In other words, if there's some folks that serve on there that are interested, we have our. Giddy's got these high-tech phones.
My kids always tell me old people shouldn't have cell phones.
At this point of the evening, they're probably right.
So let us know if any of you are interested, and then maybe we could just invite those. If there's enough chairs around, let them come up and start. You could maybe mayor or kind of tell them about themselves.
All right.
I don't even know who they all are. So
Arlo, Ed, Roy. If you want to come up and
are there any
And Linda, I'm sorry.
You bet. Thank you. Any who is?
Thank you, Steve. Look for
I have a question about committees.
What can I'm going to say?
Come on. Yes, I can't believe what happened. When committees will be split, it's not like council or board.
They can't. They don't have to live in the city.
Okay, so what we'd like to do at this time, I'd like to speak to the first application that's laying here in front of me. It's Tom Weller. He is a supervising engineer at Midstate. He's also a member of the Pine Chamber of Commerce Board, and we have a position on our on the Public Works Committee that calls for a member from that board, and therefore that'll be one of the spots that we'll consider him for. So let me start with Ed here, and Ed, tell us about your interest in being on the board.
Well, I'm kind of a new resident here in Lapine. Been here about 2.5 years. Purchased a house here about 5 years ago. Did early retirement. My background is in manufacturing quality assurance.
But sir, not to interrupt, Mayor, but it probably don't assume anyone knows you. You need your full name.
Oh, okay.
Maybe where you live.
Okay. Full name is Edward Carpenter. I live over in Huntington Meadows. Been living there about 2.5 years. Bought a house there about 5 years back as a retirement investment. I have one son that lives here, and that's why I'm here. I'm up from San Diego. Gotten through 2 winters now. Haven't been too bad so far. Kind of amazed that the city is still small as it is. Coming from San Diego, you're used to all the lights, you know, up and down the streets here. It's super dark. I almost never go out at night. I'm kind of not used to everything closing down when the sun goes down, but it's a different way of living, that's for sure. Over in Huntington Meadows, probably about 30% of the residents are not there. They're rentals. We've been having monthly meetings over there concerned about how to keep your property value up. I know my property value has lost quite a bit in the last 5 years. And right now I'm at a point where I want to, if I can, give information or help out the city in its growth. I hate to see foreclosures. I know that hurts the tax base. Without tax money, I don't know how you guys get anything accomplished. So I'm willing to jump in, help out anybody I can. I know it's a learning curve. I've never sat on a city committee before. Most of my activities, been any kind of a city activity, have been like Little League or Pot Warner. So that's about it, really.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Roy?
Mr. Mayor, I'm Roy Hester. I live on Lowell Way, which is not in the city limits.
Okay.
And we moved here approximately 5 years ago, and we built a home out on Lowell Way. And we enjoy it here. Like Tom said, the last 2 winters have been a piece of cake.
Has it?
Yeah,
it's been awful for me.
My background is I worked for the city of Canby for 32 years. Canby's in the valley. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Canby.
Mm-hmm.
I was public works supervisor for 26 years.
You said public works?
Yeah. Public works supervisor. I maintain the whole infrastructure of the city except water and electric. And I allowed them in my right of way when they wanted to come into it. But I took care of everything above and underground, sewer, lights, traffic control devices, road maintenance, sewer, of course, that was our big issue, and we just maintained everything.
Was that your last job at that place?
Yes, I retired.
How long?
I retired from the City Academy in 2007.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Arlo?
My name's Arlo Purdy. I live up on Twin Drive outside the city. I retired in 2007 from Lane County Public Works in the road department. I've been coming over here since 63, been a property owner here since 79, and I've lived here for 5 years. And I think I can bring a lot of practical experience to the Public Works Committee because I was a grunt man on the ground. I work for a man like this.
Okay.
I worked for Lane County for 22 years, just to give you a little background.
Okay. Okay. Linda?
I feel like the low person on the totem pole. I have no experience with Public Works, but I do live next to Ed.
Okay.
From I live over on Preble, so I'm from behind Shop Smart over there.
Okay.
And I've lived in Lapine for almost 9 years now. I was lucky enough to work for Dan Barco for many years at Gilcrest Real Estate, and then alongside Dan on the Chamber Board for 7 years. And then I worked for the original Charter Committee that wrote the first charter for the City of Lapine. I also worked for many years on the Transit Room Tax Committee. Linda Stevenson and I began that many years ago. So, but I have no public works experience. And I have to confess that the City Council appointed me to the Safety and Transportation Department, which dissolved the first meeting I went to. Then this council appointed me to the Public Utilities Committee, which Stu dissolved the very first meeting.
And
so,
that was not the first meeting.
Well, the first meeting I went to.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. You're kind of taking a chance. You've got everything going along really well.
We need some diversity, however, down the committee. You will bring some. In. You're also our realtor in our beautiful sale of this building.
Yes, and haven't you done well?
It was worth a lot more.
I will speak.
Is there some others that are?
Well, there. Yes, there's Kathy Agin.
Kathy contacted me a couple days ago. She's having cataract surgery today, and so she wasn't able to make it in. I suggested to her that she apply for this position because she called me some time ago when I was at the chamber and I wasn't on the council. And maybe it was just when I was coming on the council. Anyway, the neighborhood over there where you live was having some challenges, and she said, "Dan, what can we do?" And so I called Stu because I couldn't make it to a little gathering at the library. Anyway, she sort of was a catalyst, I think, to sort of bring activating that group of people to say, what can we do? We need some help here. And so knowing that she was that interested, I suggested that maybe she might want to serve on this committee. And she seems to be intelligent and has some background with some nonprofits and with the USO Military Support Organization. So I think she would be another diverse candidate. She couldn't be here tonight, so I told her I'd just let people know she's interested.
Excuse me, Dan, I just needed to let you know that she did call and talk to us at City Hall.
Oh, okay.
She's decided to pull her application.
Oh, okay. When was that?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Let me qualify that. When I talked to her yesterday, she said the same thing to me.
Okay.
And the reason for her her rationale for doing that was because Ed had put his application.
Okay, in. So that's covering that same basis.
Okay. And okay.
Well, then that if that and with the Honorable Mr. Ward, that means then if we pick up someone from sewer and water, at least one from there, and then see what pieces we have left. But I want to make a recommendation for you to do this in November. So, and that makes sense. I mean, it makes it easier for you. Having two folks, we definitely would like to have someone from Huntington Meadows. That's a place that I think we need to zone in on. We've talked about trying to do some concentrated work there. So,
All right. Well,
Are you guys all available in the evening for like a 5 to 6 o'clock time, 5:30? Some people, I know, he wants to make sure they're earlier if he's there. So, 5:30 or something. But they should be like an hour and a half meeting. So it could be 6 to 7:30 or 5:30. Are most of you around where?
Monday and Tuesday are tough for me.
You got your parks meeting.
Well, that and I run an Amtrak shuttle bus currently from Ben Redmond to Jamal on Monday and Tuesday afternoon.
Probably a Wednesday or Thursday.
If we did a Wednesday-Thursday type of meeting, no problem. I can get somebody to work on me if we need to, because I do it for the park board meetings.
Linda, do you?
Absolutely.
Okay, well,
I can work. I'm the chef at the Moose Lodge, so I cook Wednesday and Thursday nights, but I can work it in.
Okay. It'd be once a month.
Yeah.
Or you can bring it to me.
Take them to the Moose and let them buy their dinner down there. You know? Spread some of the money around.
There you go.
So I want to thank each one of you for the application. You know, it is a great opportunity because I think it'll be one of the busy boards for the city, because there's a lot of future and work that it is going to be done, and a lot of the policy and the ideas and everything will come out of that board for the council. So I'd like to thank you very much for your application, and stay tuned. Okay? All right. Thank you very much. And at this time, I'd like to, unless there's any comments from the boards, none, then I'd like to open it up for public comment. Is there any public comment? Hearing none?
You're almost the mayor tonight up there.
Is that a comfortable chair?
Yes, it
all
sure
right.
Is.
Don't set it too long. there being no public comment, I'll move to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I'm going to move that we adjourn the Water and Sewer District as well. Do I have a motion?
I will give a motion to adjourn for water.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, you guys. It's great.
I'd like to thank everybody who came tonight. Thank you very much. I'd really like to thank the Lions Club. I got invited to speak over there today, and they wanted to know how they could help the city, and I said, come to the meeting, and looky here.